AircheckDownloads.com.
Newsroom, Andrew Turner.
Accident investigators are trying to find out what caused last night's plane crash in Luxembourg, which killed 10 people and injured more than 60. And that's it till 8:30, Mike.
Thanks very much. I just imagine Rolf in the middle of that lot.
I thought you'd like that.
With his sketchboard and his brush going, hello there, just a little dab up here, a little dab up. It was nice of them to go to all that trouble for our birthday. I think it was wonderful of them.
It was, wasn't it? The marching bands and everything, they were all there.
Right, anyway, I'll see you for a bit of cake later.
Okay.
All right, bye.
Bye.
It's 26 minutes to 8.
First week of June 1967, Traffic and Paper Sun was one of three new entries into the charts. The Hollies' Carrie Ann was another, and Dave D. Dozy Beaky Mikitich's OK was the third. The Italian government were trying to clobber the Beatles for a £30,000 tax bill, and Sandy Shaw was off to represent Britain in the Bratislava International Festival of Pop Music, and she spent a week studying Czechoslovakian with her little phrase book swatting up. She was number two in Denmark, which was quite surprising, really. Surprising, and the fact that she was number one just about everywhere else in Europe with Puppet on a String.
Say that one day, that you say that you care.
Now to stay out of her way for at least 2 weeks in case I get bashed. From Hucklecote in Gloucester, Alison, a Footso fan. Footso was Twizzle's sidekick, by the way. He was a cat, says, hello. Continuing the Twizzle saga, I'm writing to you in desperation, hoping you can provide the answer to a problem which has been bugging me for years and years and years. What did Footso the cat sing? He sang something like, I'm Footso the silliest cat. When I walk, I always fall flat. Sung in a meowly type voice. If you know the rest of the song, could he put me out of my misery by playing it one morning? Listen, I've got it right here.
That was Footso, the silliest cat, and I hope you jotted down the next line about the big yellow eyes and the big paws and being the cat that Twizzle adores, so next time you won't have to ask. It's 20 to 8.
It's a merry-go-round of musical fun. Radio 1, Thunderbolt, BBC.
Still 20 to 8. It's our 15th birthday today. If you've just woken up, happy birthday to us and to you if it's yours, and maybe your name will get read out during the day. Symes is going to be featuring news headlines from 67, as well as tracks from that year. And at 11:30, it's Dave Lee Travers' party. Fun back birthday party down at Barry Studio in London. And it'll be live on the wireless, and we'll all be there for 2.5 hours. Here's Roxy Music. Roxy Music. It's nearly 60 minutes to 8. It's our birthday. It's a Thursday. And we get a whole stack of goodies from 1967. In the music papers of 1967, I was having a look yesterday through some of the small ads. And in February 67, it's delightful. Under the disc jockeys column, wanted disc jockey. Must speak French, German, Spanish. But experience in records, not essential. I was after a non-musical linguist. Another one was delightful. It says, Robin Hood wants four-piece semi-pro backing crew. Own transport and own PA system. For the four-piece backing group, I would have suggested Little John and Friar Tuck and Will Scarlet and Maid Marian. The own transport, a good sturdy steed, and own PA system. Well, PA presumably means poison arrow, but I don't know. Anyway, I hope Robin Hood got what he wanted. Also in the small ads, DJ requires full-time position. The mind boggles. Did he ever get it, and is he still there? And under accommodation, if you are an artist in London looking for somewhere to stay, the ad ran, the new in-place to stay in London is Maggie's Place. Bed and sometimes breakfast. They were a flighty bunch back in February 67 when life was just one big merry-go-round.
It's a merry-go-round of musical fun. Radio 1, Thunderbolt, BBC.
Of all the old jingles, this must be one of the favorites.
Music hour by hour.
Too much on your tower.
It's great.
Of power.
Music hour by hour. Up to date.
7:45, and as Alan Clark of the Hollies once said...
Hi, Mike. Alan Clark of the Hollies here.
A happy birthday to all at Radio 1, and thanks for all you've done for us. I'm sure the next 15 years are going to be as good as the last. A happy birthday.
Also in February 67, when that was out in the Small Lads, there was one of those delightful lads, you know, compose a pop hit instantly. It said, if you can compose a number one pop hit, send 6 shillings to the following address in Paignton and discover how to write big hits. I won't tell you the address, otherwise you'll all be doing it. Our 15th birthday, one of the original engineers has just been wheeled in here, which is quite amazing. I mean, he's actually still alive. That is fantastic. And he still looks good to this day as well. Right, talking of writing big songs and making lots of money, there's a terrible story in today's papers. You may be read it. A guy called Joe Boscia, who didn't do the pools very often on Tyne and Wear, and about the second time in, several months, he thought, I'll have a go. Did the pools, filled it in, gave his son a fiver, said, go and post this, will you? The son spent it on sweeties, naughty son, and the daddy would have won £100,000. Put yourself in that son's position. Ooh, I mean, what would you do? Heavens, unbelievable. Right, and from that onto school desk. Shall we mention him? What's his name? Poor guy, I really feel sorry for him. Young Joe. Oh, yes, he's called Joe as well, Joe Boscia. Listen, I feel for you, mate, but you shouldn't have spent the fiver on sweets. What a terrible situation to be in. Right, from Poulton in Bristol, Tennis Court Road. What a nice place. Kay Milano, or Milevo, I think it is, said, could you say hello on school desk to my friend Debbie and wish her good luck in her new home and school in Wales? Oh, she's going to Yucky Darland, eh? Say hi to everyone in the third year at Somervale School, especially Jackie Lynn. Is it Tina? Yes, Tina, Sarah, Dean and Graham. Also mention us on the school desk. It says, we're Chatham Grammar School in Kent. If you could play Duran Duran for Alison, Anne, Caroline, Joe, Cheryl, Annette, Marianne and Lisa. Also say hi to everybody we know, Alison and Cheryl, on the 184 bus to and from school, especially the math school mob. Thank you. And we miss pop quiz, it says there. Well, I think it's coming back, Christmas special, and also a series, I think, starting the end of March. Bexilon C, East Sussex, Sam, Son, Joe and Ali said, we're 4 hard-working, exciting young girls in the lower fifth of Ancaster House. Is it Ancaster House? Some of the writing, honestly. Our only pleasure in life is to wake up to the sound of your husky, masculine voice. You really have hit the nail on the head there, you know. Every morning, without fail, we're there. But please could you play a track for Duran Duran fans? Also say hi in your manly voice, okay, to Sam and Son and Joe and Ellie and the rest of the lower fifth. If you fail to do this, we'll come round and sort you out. As long as you do it slowly, I don't mind. Right, before Duran Duran, a little surprise for you.
Yeah. Are you Mike Reed?
A one, a two, a one, two, three.
Hello.
Hello.
I'm Simon Le Bon from Duran Duran, and I'd like to introduce you, Mr. John Taylor.
Hi.
And Mr. Andy Taylor.
Hi.
We'd like to wish the world's best national radio station
a very happy 15th birthday!
Save a prayer. Before that, their little message for Radio 1's 15th birthday. Tony Blackburn today, we've sent out to find somebody who's 15 today, so hopefully he's going to be chatting to us on the phone with them very shortly. It's 5 to 8, the end of October 1967. Tony Blackburn was in the studio recording a single, and the press revealed his top 10 favourite singles of all time, and he gave his reasons. I won't read the whole list out, but the list included the Beach Boys' Don't Worry Baby, and Tony said, the romantic lyric of Boy Meets Girl and Living Happily Together Ever After made me realise just how lonely you can get sometimes. And of Jackie DeShannon's What the World Needs Now, he said, if everybody in the world listened to these words once a day, there will be no more hatred and no more war. Sentiments that I agree with. Four Tops, Reach Out and I'll Be There. He said, my knees just vibrate with pleasure when I hear this one. And on Radio 1's Newly Pressed that week, did you ever listen to Newly Pressed? Long John Baldry's Let the Heartaches Begin. Gene Pitney's Something's Gotten Hold of My Heart. And the Dave Clark Five.
Hi, this is Dave Clark and you're listening to The Mike Reed Show.
is wishing all my friends at Radio 1 a very happy 15th birthday.
Everybody knows it's true.
The end of October 1967, that was one of the records on Radio 1's newly pressed programme, along with Let the Heartaches Begin and Some Has Gotten Hold of My Heart, Dave Clark 5, and Everybody Knows. It's nearly 1 minute to eight, and our friend Julie Marsh of 21 Hillside Terrace, Milton, of somewhere in Glasgow, is 15 today. Happy birthday to you, and also hello to all the fourth year at St. Ninian's High School, Kirkintilloch. But I've got that wrong. Also, say hello to Shona Davis. Could you do that? And also Claire and Maureen and Louise and Stephanie and Yvonne and Sholin and Mrs. Mary Rooney from Winford in Scotland dropped me a little notelet saying, I'm writing to ask if my daughter could celebrate your special birthday with hers. Course. She'll be 15 on that day. Her name is Bernadette Rooney. Isn't that a romantic name? I hope she'll be a lucky one. And would you also mention Alan Houston, Berrynose Road in Cardonald? Tell him it's never too late. He'll know what you mean. Nudge, nudge. Say no more, Mary Rooney. I hope my daughter can celebrate with you. Send her down. It's the age of the train. Just stick her on one and send her down to join us here. From Streatley in the West Midlands, somebody called... Ian Mark Gisborne, I think it is. Ian Mark Gisborne, happy birthday to you as well as us. And also, Foan Ellis from Tewkesbury in Gloucester said, my best friend's 15 today. She's Sean Morgan from Tewkesbury. Could you say hello to her? So, hello to you. Well, it's 8 o'clock. Here come the birthday pips.
The BBC.
Going for your ears then. Did it work? Sorry, I'm a bit noisy this morning.
Aircheckdownloads.com.